إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, one of the things that Hajj is characterized by is the enormous amount of destruction and disturbance, if one may call it, because mainly and primarily because of the huge crowd, the 3 million people in one place. So it's a huge crowd with all its the challenges of living in the midst of that many people, literally cheek by jowl with people who are complete strangers, people from different nationalities, different locations, different nationalities, and all kinds of people. But yet, we still have to do our ibadat. We still have to concentrate in salah. We still have to have khushu in all the ibadat we do, and so on. So the big lesson from that is how to focus in the midst of destruction. And alhamdulillah, it's the barakah of Hajj that we are actually able to do that. Now, the big lesson, therefore, is that this is also the thing in life, that there will always be distractions, but how can we focus on what is important? Now, the way to focus on what is important is to, one of the ways is to focus on what the benefit of that thing is. So if we focus on the benefit or the blessing of the deed, then it makes it easier to do the deed. You develop a love for the deed. The importance of the deed comes clearly, becomes marked in your heart, and therefore the deed to do it also becomes easier. That's what we practice in Hajj, where we continuously focus on what the benefit of Hajj is, the importance of each ritual, and that's what enables us to do the ritual properly, as well as to benefit from it, despite all the distractions. As we know, this big crowds, and if depending on which time of the year you go, sometimes it can be extremely oppressively hot, other times it can be quite cold, or because of the desert climate, dust and noise and, you know, all kinds of things. But alhamdulillah, you still are able to do all the ibadat, inshallah, properly. And that's the key lesson there. And I don't want to take too much time, I think. The whole idea of the Fajr reminders is to keep them as short as possible. And that is with to understand that the whole point is that we are able to do all of that with control, with proper khushu and khudu and concentration and dedication. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept them from us. So, and we apply the same lesson in life to our life goals, where we focus on the benefit of the goal. Why must I study? Why must I work? Why must I do this or that? In such a way that it then makes the goal easy to do. We develop a love for the goal. We like to do it. We enjoy doing it. And we don't mind the hardship that goes with it. And we learn to sustain that hardship through to a successful conclusion. I think that's the message I want to remind myself and you with, to say that let us focus on our life goals. The difference, the focus is important, because focus is what differentiates ordinary light from laser. Ordinary light at best gives illumination, but laser can cut through steel, and that's the key of that is focus. The same light, which is, even when it's focused, it acquires a power of its own, or rather one might say that the power that is hidden in it becomes manifest. The power that is inside comes outside, and that same thing which without focus could not do much, with focus can achieve great and very magnificent ends. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to focus our attention on that which is important, take it away from that which is not important, so that we, when we meet him in a state of purity, we make tawbah, we ask Allah to forgive our faults and to cover us with his mercy and grace. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.